Common questions that I'm asked as a helper to families is, how did we get here? What happened? How did this get so busy? And the answer to that is never, you know, entirely straightforward, but there is one picture that's helped many, many families that I want to share with you today, and hopefully this will help you too. When the news comes through, you know, with our first child, that we're pregnant in a relationship. You know, it's often said that life really changes. Everything changes. Nothing will ever be the same. And most of us have heard that and have kind of experienced that huge movement within our beings when we discover that there's going to be a child come to us. And one of the things that always occurs to me when I hear this, and certainly when I experienced it myself with my own children, is that whilst everything has changed, there is a definite sort of flow to one's own biography. You know, you think about your life and you reflect back, and actually during pregnancy, that happens a lot. You know, you're reflecting back, particularly in the third trimester when, you know, for women, there's nothing much else going on apart from just checking the calendar for the due date. But there is a flow to life. There's a flow through your own biography. You reflect on your own family, on your own upbringing, on your teen years. And it's one of those moments where you really do, many people reflect back on their own biographies. And there has been a flow, a life flow, that has led you to this point. Some things okay, some things just great and wonderful, and other things have been challenging and very difficult, really. But nevertheless, there is and has been a life flow that has led you to this point. And what I think is important to remember is that there is a flow, there is a stream that is moving within your life, and that a child is joining that with that stream. And what starts to happen is that right from that moment, we start acquiring stuff. We start getting gifts of this and that. We start being showered with baby showers and all kinds of, that's on one level, all kinds of you know, expectations start up, all kinds of conversations from relatives, from in-laws start up. You've got to get the nursery ready, and you've got to do this, and you've got to do that, and you've got to get this parenting book, and oh my goodness, what about this? And gosh, I have to get vitamins I have to eat differently. I have to, and all of a sudden, that flow that was in your life as a parent starts to become deluged. So that stream you had within your life starts to become filled right up to the banks. And then as you go through the pregnancy and the baby is then born, there's for most of us, there's this moment of just amazement that this little being is now in this world with us. And it's almost like the rain stops, that deluge that is filling up the stream of our life, threatening to break its banks, pauses for a moment. And then we, you know, leave the hospital if that's where we gave birth, or at home. Life quickly starts resuming its old pace after a first week or two or month or two. But for many people, life picks up quickly and rapidly, and the deluge begins again. The worries, the things that we have to provide for our children, it all begins again. And it's almost like the banks of our life's stream start quaking and even bursting. And as the years go on for our child, and we're trying to then cope with all we're trying to do for our children, there's more and more and more pressures. We acquire more stuff. There, that simple little nursery now, you know, looks like a Toys R Us, or a Toys Aren't Us, actually. But it looks like a toy store. The cupboards are bulging. Our schedules, now we have to manage all this stuff and where we're putting them at various times in the day. And we start just building up and building up and building up. We start, there's just too much media in their life. There's too much adult conversation in their life, and too much running around, too many play dates. And the bank breaks of the river. Those banks give way and break. And now what we've got is this spreading out. This deluge has now broken the banks, and it's eroded what was previously holding the banks together, and that all that ecosystem of our life's stream seems to be in danger of being washed away. And one of the things that I've found very important to remember, and certainly when people come into my practice, into my family counseling practice, which I've had for many years now, is to recognize that whilst the banks have been breached with just too much stuff, that the deluge of rain, the deluge of contemporary society, we've just allowed, that's all flowed into our family stream, and in a sense we've allowed it to be there and fill us to breaking point, where we just say enough. And people come into my practice asking, you know, have I somehow damaged my family? Is there no way back from this? We're feeling overwhelmed. The water levels, so to speak, have risen to a point where they rose higher and higher, and we find ourselves as a family, you know, breathing through a straw to try and get, you know, air, because we're over our heads. And I've heard, you know, various articulations of that over the years, but the feeling I always have is, yep, you know, we're over our heads in all the stuff that modern life seems to suggest is normal. One of the first pieces to recognize in this is that this deluge is not normal. No matter what society tells us, no matter when we look around and we look at other families, we don't have to live according to other people's values, other norms, what other advertisers or other families or school officials or in-laws or neighbors. That's their way of living, and that might be fine, and no judgment is made of it, at least, you know, not in a good day. I try not to. But that, it's too much for me. It is too much for my family. I see that my child suffering under this. You know, I just got an email a couple of days ago from a mother who was describing, and this is a common theme, was describing a big day arriving for her four-year-old, and off she went to kindergarten, and was sort of a play group type of kindergarten. And within days, both parents recognized that their child was changing, and well, that's to be expected. She's in a different environment now, and that was okay. But then the changes seemed to become more and more intense, and the child was now being goofy, being defiant, and I remember one sentence said the child was laughing in a out of control, very disturbing way, and throwing herself down on the ground and not being able to sleep at night and being antsy with her food and all, very much out of character. And I said, in terms of what I was saying, you know, to myself is gosh, this is one of those deluge moments where this child's little being, the banks of her little life stream have been breached. Now, where the mother, through reading the book Simplicity Parenting, and this was very, very moving to read this, as she said, through reading the book Simplicity Parenting, she, in a sense, could give herself permission to say, no, this is not right. There is another way. I do not have to accept that this is what my child's course, life stream, in my terms, is going to be. And she visited the kindergarten, and it was a good place and good, well-meaning people, but it was activity from 8:30 to 2 every day, busy, busy, busy. Even their time in nature that they had briefly was collecting things for show and tell. There was just activity, activity, activity. The mother and father made a very brave decision. They decided to give the child a break for just a couple of weeks to just see what happened. They didn't take her out completely. They just decided to give her a break. And the mother wrote that within days, her child started returning to normal, to being able to be guided, to the disturbing laugh, the sort of slightly hysterical, disturbing laugh stopped, the defiant behavior. And within a couple of weeks, her sleep returned to normal, her eating returned to normal. And they decided then, as they were in that phase, they were reading more and more of the Simplicity Parenting book, and they were going online to the Simplicity Parenting website and exchanging with parents who had been through very similar things. They took, I think, an extraordinarily bold decision to not place her back in that kindergarten. I mean, that's a big life decision for any family because, you know, the in-laws or the neighbors would say, well, what about socialization and so on. And in another one of these podcasts, I'll talk about the socialization process and the whole myth of large group socialization. But for now, let's just stay with this theme of life streams. Now, the child returned back to normal, and the parents, you know, the mother was ever so good to write to me quite a detailed email describing how this simplifying of her life basically had changed the course of her life, of what I'm calling now a life stream. She decided not to buy into that. And I can't help but feel that life of that little girl has been altered, and that the breaching of that family's life stream's banks has now been staunched, as the ecosystem around the bank and the trees and the grass and the rocks and all the things in life that hold our family's stream and give it direction have been reestablished. And what a brave and wonderful family to be able to do that. One of the things, though, that you might be listening to this thinking, well, are the banks of my family being eroded or even breached? And one of the difficulties of this is that sometimes this is the case, and the banks have been breached, the ecosystem and the roots and the rocks and the grasses and all that was holding one's family's stream together are feeling washed away. And one of the difficulties with this is that the movement of the water, of all that life is throwing at you, is it goes, it seems to not be flowing quickly anymore. But if you were to stick a stream in that water, you know, as indeed that, you know, parents do when they take time out and speak to people like me or our Simplicity Parenting coaches about this, is that you stick a stream in that water or drop a metaphoric leaf on that current, it's flowing, and it's flowing rapidly. Only it doesn't seem like it, because now that it's almost like a delta. It's spread out, but it's flowing, and it's flowing fast. And one of the things that I think is key to remember, to remembering in these moments, is that the bedrock, the absolute foundation of what it is we wish our family life to be, is still intact. And what's intact is our instinctual wish and knowledge and picture for how we want our family to be. That bedrock of that stream, even though the banks might be breached, even though the trees and the roots and that ecosystem of our life's stream might be weakened, the bedrock of actually what is there is still firmly in place. And that's what I call parenting instinct. The instinct of what we know is right for our kids, even though much of contemporary life tells us that we've got to get more, move faster, more, sooner, younger. Instinctually, that bedrock is still in place. And we can start to build up from that bedrock by doing one simple thing. And here's where the analogy of the water and the stream shifts somewhat, because in nature, there's not much one can do about a deluge of water. You're at the mercy of nature. But in our family life, we can make decisions. We're in many ways in charge of much of the flow of what comes into our family stream. We can make decisions, simple ones, ones that seem doable, ones that seem sensible, to slow down and to simplify in the areas that we can. Other areas of our life might seem kind of impossible to do that, but there are small decisions that can be made. I remember one mum who and dad who made a decision that 2 or 3 days of a week, they would just simply pick their child up from school. It was a 9-year-old who was having, you know, not doing well, some discipline problems at home. Nothing, you know, wildly out of the ordinary, but the parents were concerned. Ironically, the child was doing pretty well in school, could hold himself together fairly well, but then would get home and really cut loose and be a little defensive and aggressive with siblings and prickly, as she described him. And when she asked him what would help most, what he'd like to do most in terms of just being able to not be so busy, because it really bugged him that there was never time, he just said he wanted 2 or 3 days home straight after school. He didn't want to go to clubs. He didn't want to go to aftercare. He didn't want to go to play dates. He just wanted to come home. Now, the parents were both working parents, and they had to do some shuffling of their lives and some flexi time, it's often called. And so they did some reshuffling of their own lives to enable that to happen, because he wanted one of them home. He didn't just want to be home with babysitting. He wanted to be home, but he wanted to be home with mum or dad. And so they pulled it off, which is kind of a Herculean effort. I mean, really, what amazing parents to do this. But they pulled it off. And within weeks of him just having those 2 or 3 afternoons at home, by the way, they had to stand up to the school authorities and not allow the child to get home and be harassed by, again, the deluge of homework that most schools place on children. they really stood up for him and gave him those 2 or 3 hours when he got home just to hang out. And what started happening in terms of that family's life stream is that they slowed the water flow down. They started cutting out some of the deluge, some of the flow that was coming down that water. Now, here's the amazing thing, is that when we take steps like that, and whatever they are for our family, the ecosystem around the banks and the roots and all those things I've been talking about will naturally start to reestablish themselves. We don't have to actually kind of do anything. We don't have to pay a therapist. We don't have to, you know, do very much at all apart from make a conscious decision to slow that flood that has breached our family's banks to slow. And we can do that. It's not like in nature. We, out of our own decision-making capacity, can do it. And I've seen countless numbers of parents take this incredibly brave step and do this. And what starts happening is that the ecosystem itself starts re-establishing the family values that were always there in that instinctual step of that instinctual realization that no, this is not okay. That bedrock, which never is washed away, it's there and it's there for us all. From that point, if we decide to stop that deluge, the flood that comes into our family from all the expectations that society throws at us, what we can do at that point is that ecosystem that I'm talking about will and does reestablish itself. The root systems start building up, the banks start building up, because the bedrock of our family belief of what we want our family to be, which was there when we were pregnant, which was there when the child was born in that amazing pause. It's not a pregnant pause, it's the pause after pregnancy. Those days and weeks after a child is born reestablishes itself. And there we start to see the strength of our family's stream reestablished, as opposed to that diluted delta of the breaking of our banks, of our families. And it can and it does reestablish itself. And over the weeks and months and years of slowing the flow down, we start to see that direction come back into our families. Now the river, the stream, is reestablished. And what that does is it gives direction. No longer is our family a diffuse delta, subject to all these different flows and that are coming into it. Now we have our direction. And you know what? That direction might be different to other families. We might not be in this delta of sort of faceless a reality that society tells us how we have to be, or how the parenting books tell us how we have to be. No, no. Now we have our direction, and our kids know it, and we can say things to them when they push us to buy products or to watch TV or have the latest, you know, Game Boy release or the Wii 2 or 3 or whatever. Is we can say, no, you know what? I totally understand what you're saying, love, you know, if you're speaking to your child. But in our family, we do it this way. That's a pretty amazing thing to be able to say, no. In our family, we do it this way. And through slowing down the flow that society insists that each family can hold in their life, which I don't believe we can, what happens is that we establish our own family's direction. discipline becomes way, way easier. The children develop deeper friendships because they're standing on the authentic ground of who they are. And they're not into all the gadgets to buy popularity. They know who they are. They know what their family values are. And these are the popular kids. And probably most importantly, a child gets a sense of their standing inside safety, that they know who their family are and they have an identity that is strong and clear, and that whole ecosystem of who the family is now strengthened. Now, I hope that's helpful, and do feel free to get in touch with us at simplicityparenting.com, and be great to hear your feedback, what you think about this, and do be in touch.
Searching all of my days, all of my days. Many a road, you know, I've been walking.